Greetings in the name of our adorable soon coming Savior, your speaker John Horn, and we want to say a little more now along the lines that we have been speaking to you on the subject of justification. We're going to turn to the book that has a great deal to say about it. That's the Epistle of Paul to the Romans. If you have your Bible handy, you might turn with us, please, to the fourth chapter and about verse 24, where we read, "But for us also, to whom it shall be imputed, if we believe on him that raised up Jesus our Lord from the dead, who was delivered for our offenses and was raised again for our justification. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ." Now, we're going to say something today and show you some scriptures that tell us just exactly how one may be justified or cleared, though guilty in nature and though a sinner by practice, how you could be justified, thank God, once and for all. In fact, there's a great deal said along that line in this epistle. And by the way, you know, he tells us too how you cannot be justified. You see, you could not be justified by works. Now, we cited you that in the case of Job, way back in the ninth chapter, he tells us that if I would justify myself, my own mouth shall condemn me. And then we saw in the 18th chapter of the Gospel by St. Luke, the story of the Pharisee who went into the presence of God and prayed thus with himself. He attempted to justify himself on the principle of works, and of course, it ended in failure. It ended certainly in disaster. But we read you here in this wonderful fourth chapter of the Epistle to the Romans, and about the end it says, "Who," that is Jesus, "who was delivered for our offenses and raised again for our justification." And so we're here to tell you, friends, that there is no justification apart from the death of our blessed Lord Jesus Christ. Now, it's not only expressed here in the fourth chapter. If you will go back even in chapter 3, and I think we should, and I want you to see what the apostle has to say there. He says in chapter 3 and in about verse 23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Now listen to this. "Being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God has set forth to be a propitiation or a mercy seat through faith in his blood, to declare his righteousness for the remission of sins that are past through the forbearance of God." Now this is the verse I want you to see. "To declare, I say at this time, his righteousness, that he might be just and the justifier of him which believeth in Jesus." And if you look now a little bit further, he says, "Where is boasting then?" And certainly there wouldn't be any boasting, would there? You see, even Abraham could not boast, and he was a justified man, as I hope to show you in our next broadcast in the will of God. But in verse 28, he says, "Therefore we conclude that a man is justified by faith without the deeds of the law," or without the doing of the law. Now, I doubt if there could be anything more specific. I doubt if you could find anything clearer in all the Word of God, for men and women become justified not by works, but by simple faith, and faith alone, if that faith is properly placed. And of course, it must be put in our blessed Lord Jesus Christ. Now, there are those who are engaged in one endless round of service and activity, hoping that someday, somehow, they'll have a clear slate and be able to stand as justified before the God of heaven. It cannot be accomplished in that way. You see, we must bow to the truth of God. We must hear what God the Lord has to say. And I do want to say something about the results of justification. I hope I can do that in my next broadcast to you, God willing. But if you were to turn on a little further in the fourth chapter of the Epistle of Paul to the Romans, you read there, "If Abraham were justified by works, he hath whereof to glory, but not before God. What saith the Scripture? Abraham believed God and was counted to him for righteousness. You today exercise that faith in His precious atoning blood. And I'll tell you what will happen. You'll experience justification by faith. You'll experience justification by grace. You'll experience justification by His precious blood. You'll have a standing before God, perfect in every sense of the word. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved.